Good morning and welcome to EcoRodovias' fourth quarter of 2017 earnings conference call. With us here today are Mr. Marcelino Ceres, the company's CEO, Marcello Guidotti, CFO and IRO, Andrea Fernandes, IR Manager, and the IR team. This presentation is being recorded, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the presentation. After that, we will begin the questions and answer session for analysts and investors only, when further instructions will be provided. Should you need assistance during the call, please press star zero to reach the operator. The audio and the slides of this conference call are being broadcast simultaneously at www.ecorodovias.com.br/ir. There, you will find the presentation for download from the webcast platform in the investor relations section. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that the forward-looking statements that may be made during this conference call relating to EcoRodovias' business prospects, projections, and operational and financial targets are based on the management's beliefs and assumptions, as well as on currently available information. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they refer to future events and hence depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the future performance of EcoRodovias and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. I will now turn the floor over to Mr. Andrea Fernandes, who will discuss the fourth quarter of 2017's results. Mrs. Fernandes, you may proceed.
Good morning. Welcome to Grupo EcoRodovias' conference call now concerning the results of the fourth quarter of 2017. We thank you for your interest and your participation. The beginning of 2018 was marked by some important accomplishments for EcoRodovias, strengthening our strategy of extending the duration of our highway concession portfolio, always with capital discipline and respecting our financial capacity. Grupo EcoRodovias won the auction for the North Beltway organized by the São Paulo government, acquired the Concessionária de Rodovias Minas Gerais, MGO, in the secondary market, and won the auction of BR-135 carried out by the government of Minas Gerais. It's important to highlight that with this new asset, the duration of our highway portfolio went from 13 years and 1 month to 17 years and 4 months. The management strategy of focusing on the highway sector, the constant search for operating efficiency, the privileged location, and the quality of our highway portfolio have allowed us to communicate to the market every quarter a good, solid operation and financial performance with a highlight to the growth in EBITDA for our highway concessions. We can see on slide two that the consolidated traffic of equivalent paying vehicles in the fourth quarter of 2017 presented growth of 4.7% and of 3.8% in 2017. The average tariff posted an increase of 5.6% in the fourth quarter of 2017 and of 8% in the year 2017 due to tariff adjustments and triggers recorded on the last 12 months. The increase in traffic during the quarter is mostly a result of a larger traffic of heavy vehicles with growth in Ecovias dos Imigrantes, Ecovia Caminho do Mar, and Ecosul, influenced by the increase in grains exports and at Ecopistas and Eco101 with the recovery of industrial production in the region and the increase of light vehicle traffic at Ecovias dos Imigrantes, Ecopistas, and Ecovia Caminho do Mar due to the increase in the flow of tourists and the favorable weather. At Ecocataratas, due to an increase in the flow of shopping tourism in Paraguay, and at Ecoponte, with the beginning of operations of the Cafubá-Charitas tunnel in the city of Niterói in May 2017, which improved access to the bridge. As
the group's consolidated results on slide 3, pro forma, net revenues achieved 665 million reais in the fourth quarter and 2.6 billion in 2017, an increase of 7.7% and 10% respectively. Net revenue of highway concessions increased 9.6% in the fourth quarter of 2017 and 11.7% in the year 2017, positively affected by the contractual adjustment to tariffs, toll tariffs, and an improvement in traffic. Now moving on to slide 4, cash costs in the quarter posted an increase of 3.2% in the fourth quarter of 2017, and an increase of 0.6% in 2017. The comparable pro forma EBITDA in the quarter was of a growth of 12.3% and a margin of 66%. For the year 2017, comparable pro forma EBITDA was of 1.7 billion reais, an increase of 15% and a margin of 67%. Traffic improvement and tariff increases and cost disciplines led to an expansion of margins and EBITDA growth in 2017 at all our highway concessions, as we can see on slides number 5 and 6, with a special notice to the EBITDA increase in almost 100 million reais in Ecovias dos Imigrantes, 21% at Ecovia Caminho do Mar, 24% at Eco 101 with a margin of 49%, and an increase of 24% in the EBITDA of Eco Ponte with a margin of 64%. On slide 7, we show the evolution of the comparable net profit with an increase of 9.5% compared to the same period of the previous year, with a positive impact of the increase in comparable EBITDA of 48 million reais and offset by the greater amortization and depreciation of 30 million reais due to the largest asset base and a review of the traffic curve. As for investments on slide 8, we maintain the company's commitment, we're showing according to contracts and business needs. So we can highlight the duplication works at Eco 101, accesses to the Red Line and the Port Avenue at Eco Ponte, and the extension of Eco Pistas to be concluded in the first half of 2018. CapEx in the fourth quarter of 2017 was of 233 million reais and of 773 million reais in the year 2017. Estimated CapEx for 2018 is of approximately 987 million reais. Moving on to slide number 9, debt per instrument is comprised of the debentures, 90%, and the debt by index is 50% in CDI and 41% in IPCA. It's worth noting that the average cost of debt of 8.3% in December 2017. We closed the year of 2017 with cash of 1.7 billion reais and long debt profile, stressing our financial soundness. The indicator of comparable pro forma net debt EBITDA was of 2.5 times at the end of 2017. The company understands that they have the balance to implement the three assets gained, respecting the guidance of the board as to the group's consolidated financial leverage. Operating results, financial results, and the continuous search for efficiency in technology innovations and in processes are the basis for our strategies to extend the duration of our highway concession portfolio to be sustainable in the long term, adding value to our shareholders. This concludes our presentation. We would like to now turn over to the questions and answers sessions. Operator, we are ready for the questions from our analysts and investors. Thank you. Thank you. We will now begin the questions and answers sessions for investors and analysts. If you have a question, please dial star 1 on your phone. If your question is answered during the session, you may remove it from the line by pressing the pound key. The questions will be answered in the order they are received. We ask you that you use the handset when asking the question in order to maintain excellent sound quality. Our first question
is from Roberto Lotero from Bank of America.
Good morning. Good morning, Andrea. I have two quick questions from our side. If you could talk a little bit about the traffic performance now in the first 2 months of this year and how, or what's your expectation for the whole year? And the second question is about this investigation of some concessions in the state of Paraná. You mentioned the potential involvement of other concessionaires in addition to Equinorte. So considering you operate two assets in Paraná, we wanted to know what to expect as a development of this operation. Thank you.
Roberto, thank you. I thank you for your question because it allows us to clarify. I'll start on your last question and then I'll go back to the first. Two decisions were made, very important decisions, made last week on Thursday by the EcoRodovias Group. The first guidance from our board of directors in the committees was the implementation of a corporate committee for crisis management coordinated by an independent board member in order to monitor all the facts and take all the measures to protect the image, the integrity, and the ethics of EcoRodovias within the group's governance standards. As a result, the same committee has determined that we carry out an audit immediately connected to this committee and the board over all the companies that were either on the news or mentioned in the public prosecutor's piece about the other concessionaire on that operation from last week. About that, the companies that are named allegedly on name of so-called delators, identified either on the news or in the public prosecutors and the federal police notification, we clarify that this audit has been concluded and we do not have and we have never had any contract or any contact with any of these companies mentioned on the media and that are allegedly owned by the so-called delators or those black market dealers. There was also broad and wide investigation, verification of the engineering contracts of some of the companies that were named, and those companies, the audit has been concluded, and it has been proven that the entire process of the auction was done in a competition to market process, withholding the standards of EcoRodovias and all the contracts have been broadly proven and verified. There are thousands of plans and projects and blueprints produced by these engineering firms with photographic proof, with the proof of payment of social security for the employees, an obligation that the company always has towards these employees, in such a way that today in a committee meeting that is being organized, this material will be submitted as an important piece to our board and to our legal department so that this material remains available to the authorities if ever requested. So we are at ease. We've taken measures quickly and the responses have also been quick and there was nothing to fear. About the second part, about traffic, of this year, of course, it's a comparison. It's been very good traffic last year, but it still remains positive. It was very well, very good in January. In February, of course, there were a lot of rains, which wasn't as good for the traffic of light vehicles, but the accumulated in the first 2 months has been positive compared to last year. I thank you again, Roberto, for the opportunity that you gave us to clarify this question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please remember that to ask a question, you dial star 1.
Our next question is from Pedro Pascual from J.P. Morgan.
Good morning. Thank you. I just wanted to understand, after the recent acquisitions, if the company still has an appetite for growth, if we will see you participating in other auctions that are expected, or even maybe on secondary activities.
Pedro, good morning. We do not have today any forecast or expectation for the announcement of the publication of invitations to bid, especially in the state and federal governments, that may be or could be of our interest. I know some aspects that are being discussed now, and I'm sure you've been seeing this on the account of court and the grantors. I believe that this will delay, and I don't think it will be too close to federal elections. It will be probably something for the end of the year or probably 2019. About the secondary market, as I had written before, we went to the secondary market and we found the best option for the MGO, but there is no interest in any other assets available in the secondary market today. So, of course, our dedication now will be to absorb these assets, put them into EcoRodovias culture in the case of MGO, in the case of 135, probably after the second half of the year. For the Beltway, we believe it will be something more to the end of 2018, beginning of 2019. So we're putting the teams together and in integrating them in our culture, in our strategy for profitability in terms of costs and the improvement of the best projects in the engineering sector. So these today are our main focus, the administration's main focus.
Excellent. Thank you.
We now close the questions and answers sessions. I will turn the floor to Ms. Andrea Fernandes for her final remarks. Please, Ms. Andrea Fernandes, you may go ahead.
I thank you all for your participation. I remain available, as does the Investor Relations Department. Thank you very much. Have a great day. EcoRodovias conference call is now closed. Thank you very much for your participation, and we wish you all a very good day.